You want cash. You want to get stuff done. So what do? You buy 5-Hour Energy, of course. You upload the receipt to 5hewin.com, then find out if you've instantly won $10, $100, or even $1,000. Then you drink that 5-Hour Energy and cut through your to-do list like a hot knife through butter. 5-Hour Energy, the official sponsor of Getting Stuff Done. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. Ends June 30th, 2021. For rules, visit 5hewin.com/rules. Void where prohibited. Message and data rates may apply.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's another edition of Podcast and Chill. Make sure you check us out on Spotify, iTunes, all your favorite podcasting platforms. We are here. It's another episode of Uncut. We've been doing Uncut for like a month now, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys liking it?
We can't stop.
It's pretty dope.
In fact, there are people who actually went on the normal episode, and they're already saying, I can't wait for the uncut. I saw a comment like that.
So uncut is here to stay?
It's forever, forever, forever. I'm here for uncut. I'll defend uncut till forever, forever.
Yeah, I like uncut. Because it's nice to hear other people's opinions.
Yes.
Because we don't know everything.
Yeah.
You know?
And last week's uncut was brought to you by... So are you back today?
I'm back.
Oh,
back.
Okay. All right.
I'm within.
McG is here, guys.
I'm within. Pagati inside. Pagati inside. I think I've realized that I shouldn't drink a lot before we record.
Oh, so you were drunk. That's what happened.
No, I was hanging. Remember I told you guys.
Oh, okay.
I was hanging, so I was tired, man.
You were tired.
Yeah, because we recorded the first episode, which is like an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And by the time we started recording,
I was out of it.
It was literally Len and Ghost Lady plus many more.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start off with Melusi Kikaba because we said we're going to speak about him.
Yeah.
My nigga.
No. We can't even partake part of that.
So what happened for anyone who doesn't know what happened with Melusi Kikaba before we go to the comments?
Yeah,
we've got us.
Comments already?
Yeah. I get it on card.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Before the comments. Oh, I get it. I'm like, yo, there's Melusi Kikaba comments already? No, it's fine.
Yeah, tell us what happened, Ghost Lady.
Basically, on Friday, there was news that Noma Kikaba, the wife, got arrested for allegedly the scratching of the car.
G63, that's not just any car.
Yeah. The whole G-Wagon, guys.
Yeah.
And what happened was that, but and apparently, especially, the car does not even belong to Melus.
It belongs
to a friend, ne? Len has the article, huh?
No, carry on.
Yeah. So
and it's Malusi.
Eh?
Malusi.
It belongs to Malus.
No,
put it in your mouth.
Yes, his name is Malusi, not Melusi.
Oh, is it Melusi?
No, it's Malusi Kikaba.
Malusi Kikaba. Yes. Oh, okay. All right.
And Mr. Gigabyte.
Yeah. And obviously an alleged also like attack. So I think it got physical some way, somehow. And those are the reasons why she also got arrested. Now, she was reported to handed over to the police. And she spent a night in prison.
Friday night?
Yes. Imagine a weekend.
That's fucking
And therefore, you're going to appear on Monday. So
that's cold. And he did it deliberately.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
But my thing is, has he gotten arrested for the ish he has done?
Yeah, because apparently she is mad because he's got another side chick and the side chick is pregnant with twins.
Yeah, that was the story. But I'm thinking, when we go back to the whole story, when it's this whole thing, wasn't it also the same way she also got him?
Yes. And so he was a side chick.
Yes. Allegedly.
Yeah.
If so, be it, if it's been true.
And the thing is, you must never. You broke the number one bro code.
What?
Never upgrade the side chick. Never.
So you must stay with your wife.
Yes.
So you, basically what you're saying is that your wife must beg a Zela forever.
No.
Let me speak for the wives. No, it's fine. Okay, if you are going to cheat, go to the one you cheated with, marry her, upgrade her. But guess what? The same thing is going to happen to her.
The thing is, it's because not even about to
Lely
say...
Vilili
a chick. Not all side chicks are the same. So I can't say every side chick that you upgrade is going to show you flames. You know? Some.
It's not even about showing flames. You, as a guy, will show her flames. Because you're not...
It's not about the guy. I'm talking about the bro code here.
Oh, okay.
Bro code is you must never promote the side chick.
Mm-hmm.
Because once she comes, she becomes the main, you're going to look elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
You understand? Because there's a reason why she's a side chick.
Yes.
She's fulfilling a part that the main does not.
Yeah.
So once you upgrade it to a main, you fucking shit up.
And the thing is, it should not even be compared to the main. It's got nothing to do with the main.
It has everything to do with the main.
No, it's got. It's just your own. It's your own desires that you want your own side.
Yes,
it's got
true.
Nothing about fulfilling the another part cannot. It's just your own selfish desires that want a side.
Yes.
All right.
But now once you upgrade it to a main,
yes,
you've lost the plot there.
But because the main, when the main finds out, it's like, oh, okay, so if you found someone else, hlalani side yakho. That's when you get forced now. Are you going to find another main?
The thing, that's why Melusi is sloppy. The main mustn't find out.
Oh, so...
You must protect her.
Oh, look at you standing up for the protection of main chicks.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The main must never find out. You must always protect her.
And how do you do that?
The side must know her place.
No.
You know?
How do you as a man protect your wife?
It's simple things like... you must tell the side, listen, on weekends, I'm with my woman.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday until Sunday, I'm with the wife and the kids. Mm-hmm. I will call you when I need your services.
All right.
Mm. But the side chick mustn't get too excited feeling like she can call me anytime. No.
Oh, okay.
She must know her place.
But remember now, where also men can go wrong at is that when they start expressing things like, I wish I met you before.
That's being sloppy. That's being slow.
You see, now
if you say that, you can say that and not mean it. You know, maybe you just want to shag that night and you just want her to be comfortable.
But remember now, this is a site who is, it's a permanent site, right? You have a permanent site whom now you're going to say all these things that are extra juicy and nice just to keep you as a site, like as if I love you more than the main.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish, it's just that this woman is crazy. I don't love her anymore. So it gives this site the power to think like, you know what? This guy is actually, he's in prison. I need to save him.
Mm.
That's why now it's like, you know what? I need to, while you are sleeping, I'm going to check the phone and go call and like, listen.
And that's where being sloppy comes in.
But Melusi has been sloppy since way back.
Yes.
Remember there was a whole story about 2-3 years ago with the Buhle girl in America.
Mm.
The girl who went out and even said went to an extent and said when we'd be sleeping together and he would call you.
Yes.
Right? He would call you and be like, oh, are you fine? Oh, I miss you. While he's sleeping next to his...
That's being sloppy.
Yeah.
Because how many of these politicians have wives? I don't even know who Figile Mbalula's wife is. Do you know?
So you think he's not sloppy?
Yes, he's not sloppy.
How do you know? How many things does that... Do you think your wife will never find out? Sometimes I also find it's like, do men think that they are women?
Is Mnaga sloppy?
I would have to cheat on him. I would have to cheat for him on his behalf.
Yeah. Mm. My thing is, how come Melusi is the only politician out of all of them? And we all know they do this shit, but he's... Dirty laundry is out there.
Because he's sloppy.
Exactly.
But then again, it's good that your laundry gets... Because it's like, let's know you for who you are.
Like, I don't know anything about these things.
Science, how?
What?
How?
No, but you've got an article that you must read for us.
Oh, no, the article just says what you guys have said, that Norma was arrested on Friday for malicious damage to property, and I think she was taken out. There was they paid bail for her, and obviously by the time this goes out, she would have appeared in court on Monday.
Mm. And the murder thing?
No, there's no murder thing. There's... What?
Just read out the article, bro.
It's a lot of things. Anyway, a senior Hawks person. Anyway, so far the motive has been attributed to an alleged jealous rage after Gigaba's study was also damaged, according to the Sunday Times.
His study?
Yes.
Like in the house?
I would like to think so, yes.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
However, the newspaper also quoted two sources saying the Hawks got involved due to an existing investigation into alleged threats made against the former minister in June. A senior Hawks source told the newspaper that they used the incident with Norma as an opportunity to establish her involvement, if any, while a close personal friend also confirmed the threats. Hawks spokesperson...
Jeez, this nigga got the Hawks involved.
Mm. Brigadier Hangwani Molaudzi said there was an element of threat to his life in the nature of the offense. We had to get involved to deal with it. We have done what we had to do. The case will now be referred to the SAPS for further investigation. Molaudzi told ENCA on Sunday that there was more to the story, which was a serious matter that they did not take lightly, but did not go into details with the broadcast.
You see how deep that has gotten.
Yeah, it's
and
getting,
I knew when the first hands. When you just saw the scratched car, I was like, the story is way deeper. It is going to get worse. And now we're seeing it all unfold. It is bad.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, you got a comment. Let's start with the comments, man. You got a comment, Ghost Lady. There, it is uncut after all.
It is uncut after all. Right. And Melusi must.
Okay, I've got one from Michael Madoroba. He says, the problem is we live in a capitalist world. Obviously, this is from last week's episode. So everyone is getting exploited. What kind of nonsense statement is this? One of us said that. What economic system allows participants this much freedom and compensation without devolving into tyranny? Out here acting like the 20th century didn't happen doesn't mean capitalism is perfect. Also, the most important part of McDonald's is everything not directly attached to McD's. Production of raw goods, accounting, etc., etc. And an agreement that tellers, you had said tellers are the most important, they're becoming irrelevant with time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I think essentially what Michael is saying is that it doesn't make it right that capitalism is capitalism.
Yeah.
We just need to find a system that, I suppose, makes everybody rich. I don't know.
Yeah, but not everybody can be rich.
I think that's what people expect.
And obviously with internet, like just that statement that, you know, tellers can be replaced, you know. Imagine how all everything is going into the internet, digital, you know?
Yeah, like
so you can make your order. You don't even have to, like you can, you see how when you enter McDonald's.
I was about to say.
Exactly. Yes. You can actually, instead of going to the tellers, I'm sure as time goes on, they'll not need tellers. You'll just be there on those booths, just choosing your order. And the next minute, it's out. Ka-ching.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right. What else you got, Gosley?
I've got a comment here by S-E-Z-I, so say Z, I don't know if you say it like that. And he or she said, there are gatekeepers on YouTube too, including podcasts.
Whoa.
I was like, whoa.
For real?
Yeah, that's the comment. Like, how so? I don't understand.
Gatekeepers?
Who are the gatekeepers? Wait, are we gatekeepers, guys?
Nah.
Is it that tough at the top?
There's gatekeepers in podcasts?
Yeah, on YouTube.
It's not even an industry.
Yeah, it's not even an industry. And plus, guys, YouTube is free. You just upload and you go out and get your subscribers. Yeah. Because I remember last year we were talking gatekeepers in the industry? Yeah.
No, not in podcasting.
Not in podcasts.
Who? We'd be fired long time ago.
Yeah. Or even in YouTube. Who's the gatekeeper in YouTube?
YouTube.
Like, how do you gatekeep?
I don't know.
Unless you're doing something illegal, then YouTube will stop you. But if you're just, hey, welcome to my YouTube channel. Today I'm going to talk about... Who's going to...
No one can censor that.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, guys.
I got a
voice note
here. Let me play it for you guys. Hold the thing there, Lakika.
Which one?
The blue and white.
The red and the blue pill.
Yeah. Let me call you. I got a voice note from our... No, the other one, Lakika.
What do you mean? Oh, the other hole.
Yes, other hole. I got a voice note from an American chiller.
You've got plenty of those.
Yeah. Even Dr. Bella. Dr. Bella is my favorite. All right, cool. Here we go.
Hey, guys. My name is Kumo.
Can you guys hear that?
No.
She's on the thing,
but have lived in the United States for 10 years.
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah, let's just switch on the thing.
My name is Kumo.
Kumo.
I'm from South Africa, but have lived in the United States for 10 years. And over the past 2 months, I've watched all of your YouTube.
2 months? Can you club podcast and chill in 2 months?
It's only 1 hour, bro.
Yeah.
170 episodes.
It's only 1 hour, bro. Some episodes, podcast remember when we started? Some episodes were like 40 minutes.
That's still a long time in 2 months.
Like in a day, let's say from about 9 o'clock in the evening until 1, 2 o'clock in the early hours of the morning, you can easily clap about 5, 6 episodes.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I downloaded some of the episodes on iTunes, and I feel like one thing that you guys never touched on, I feel like you guys touch on a little bit of everything, but you never touched on the Black Lives Matter movement. I got sucked in. Usually I don't argue with people online because it's just stupid and pointless, but I feel like after seeing something on ENCA, I think that's what it's called, on their Instagram page, they're talking about the Black Lives Movement and what it meant, what it stood for. And I think somebody said all lives matter, which really pissed me off.
Mark Fish.
Oh, it was Mark Fish, ne?
Was it Mark Fish?
He also was in a bit of a...
Was it Mark Fish? Okay.
Yeah. Off because I know being black, especially here, it's very relatable, having lived in South Africa too, that white people do not get what the Black Lives Matter movement is. They think it's against white cops or just cops in general, which is not true because that movement was started when Trayvon Martin was murdered by George Zimmerman. And George Zimmerman is not even a white man. So that's when that movement originally came about, but also...
How come we've never spoken about the Black Lives Matter?
We have.
We have, actually.
So clearly, I told you she didn't finish them.
Yeah. She hasn't clapped all of them.
She hasn't clapped all of them.
But it was under the premise of... what's his name? George?
George Floyd, yes. Yeah.
It was after the incident with... Well, not the incident. After he was murdered by the cops and... You were arguing that South Africans, or rather in this country, the brutality is not as rife.
Oh, let's not even start that conversation. Let's not go back there. So must I play more of the voice notes?
So it's a movement that kind of protects like the transgender community, LGBTQ+ community, black men, women. And when people say all lives matter, I feel like it kind of takes away from the movement. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about black people. We all matter.
I'm shocked she doesn't have an American accent, eh?
I can hear it underneath.
Serious?
Yeah.
Matter, but right now, and we all do matter. But what I'm saying is that people just don't get why people are saying Black Lives Matter because... Mm. Black people for the longest time have been murdered for no reason. You know, there's been, I feel like the first example where it was like seen.
What is your take on Black Lives Matter?
Okay, let me kill this so we don't hear our voices. Weird, ne?
Yeah.
You can hear your voice, ne?
Yeah, I sound like I'm in a tin fish can.
Can you hear something?
You're a lucky star.
Yeah.
My take on Black Lives Matter, I feel like it's the same movie over and over again. White cop kills a black guy, and then everybody's up in arms, protest, boom, 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 goes away, it's quiet for a while, and then another black guy gets murdered, same thing happens again. And I feel like until the powers that be in America, which is mostly white people, decide to take a stand. So if they are the ones who march, or if the government that side starts now realizing, okay, this is a problem and we need to act on it, that's the only time we'll see change. So I feel like all those protests, it's like literally screaming at an empty stadium because no one's listening. And until the guys that can actually affect change realize that this is a problem and we need to do something about it, nothing will ever change.
And who are those guys?
Or Donald Trump, like the white people that are in charge of that side.
Okay.
Like for him, Donald Trump doesn't give a fuck about Black Lives Matter. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's got bigger things to worry about because for him, it doesn't matter to him. He's not black. He doesn't care.
Mm.
The country still functions with or without black people.
True.
So,
on that same note, there's obviously another... Were you also nominated Ghost Lead?
For?
For Black and White.
For Black and White?
Mm.
No.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Please elaborate.
The Black and White movement. The Instagram thing, man.
There's so many, bro. There's brown and yellow, pink and white.
Oh, yes, I was nominated.
Do you know what it's about?
Yes. What the challenge accepted.
Yeah. Oh, challenge accepted.
Yes.
Do you know what is that challenge?
Basically, that challenge started from it's acknowledging women, acknowledging each other, and just because of how next minute there'll be a picture, you know, whether it's gender-based violence, there'll be a picture of someone, another female who has died, and it's like, oh, RIP to this person. So let us actually acknowledge one another alive. You understand? So that's how what it basically just stems from. So it's like a motivation to motivate the other woman. Just tell them that they're important. You. I need you. I love you. This is your space, and occupy it. Basically,
reason I'm asking is, and it's gravitating towards what he said. The whole affecting change type of thing. Yes,
okay.
There's those things that are done. There's the kneeling to give attention to Black Lives Matter.
Mm.
But he is right. Until society changes their mind frame, the way they approach things, Black lives won't matter to a lot of people. Yes, we're saying Black lives matter now.
But there's nothing more important, Len, than having a conversation.
Which is fine. And we always have conversations about gender-based violence. We highlight these things because it's Women's Month now. It's August. It's like everybody's going to be up in arms like, yeah. Women. Ka December, we hear the very same thing that happened in January happening again. In September.
And I actually have a problem about Women's Month.
What?
I think it's just fake love.
No.
It is.
No. What for?
Because we're all preaching, yes, women's life, women's matter, let's love them, you know, we care about them. All the gigs now are like women's only lineup. Meanwhile, if you speak to every single woman, whether it's Women Month or any other time of the year, they're not feeling loved.
Why do you have to love somebody once a month?
It's not about, it's like Valentine's Day, guys. But you know what? When you are able, for me, I appreciate these days. It's like Mother's Day or Father's Day. It does not mean I love my parent, my father or mother, and it's less.
Yeah, but Ghost Lady, it's all talk.
There's no action. No. It is talk, but there's kind of like, it gives a sense of a spirit of, you know what, I need to appreciate this person. So putting that day, it makes you, going forward, it's like you have done something and it kind of lingers in. So it's like when you do something repetitively, we know we are very, you know, August is a woman's month. So already it's within you. It's like your whole being now, you've adjusted yourself that, you know, I need to be appreciating women around my life.
But why don't you do it in January?
You can. But this is just a day that is put.
No. See, I've got the same way that he's got a problem.
Do you think the GBV cases are going to go down because it's Women's Month?
No, of course not.
That's what we're saying. It's hypocritical.
But it's not. But I don't see it as it's for nothing. It just helps.
It's for nothing if we don't act on what we're saying.
Do you know what I think?
But
Women's
people
Month,
are acting. The thing is, even if it's just 10 people, for me, that's progress.
So
sometimes it's like we might think that, but if the number was 1,000, and now it's 99. Guess what? That's progress.
Can I tell you something? This is what I think about Women's Day or Women's Month. It is a very patriarchal design on some...
Let's just keep you hush-hush quiet. Just make you... Let's
make you feel important for a day. It's fine. But we know that patriarchy runs the world.
No. But okay, how many things? Let's go back to, like, let's say whether it's...
And patriarchy influences policy, like you were saying.
That's true. But also patriarchy has put, like, these kind of conditions. Let's say for when you tender, you're tendering now. A company must also be 50% women.
I'm not...
So guess what? You've empowered...
Nothing, never mind.
What did you
say? I was saying I'm not friends with Kuselo Diko.
But nonetheless, okay, you're not. Back to what you're saying.
Yeah, it's okay.
Back to what you're saying.
I can feel this is uncut, ne?
It is.
Yeah. What? Because you guys are taking over the show. It's uncut, baby.
Many more.
Yes, you're saying.
Such things, this empowerment, this acknowledgement of women has helped that organizations, there'll be a demand that, you know what, a workplace must also be inclusive of women. So it's all of this inclusive, like now it's restructuring where it was maybe an all-men organization, now there'll be women. Or a companies, it must also have women.
But why does it feel like women are being done a favor?
This is so weird. We're fighting for...
Exactly.
Are you fighting for men?
No, we're fighting for women. She's like, no.
No, because I'm like, I'm here, I'm benefiting. It's okay.
Ask yourself, why isn't there a white men's or white people's month?
Because they've been benefiting.
And that's what we're saying. There shouldn't be a women's month.
There shouldn't be. We'll get there. We'll get there. But guess what? Because of the kind of upbringing we've been over the years and the conditioning that we've had is that women are just there to stay home. Women shouldn't be in power. So that's why we need to have these things that make women come forward and have men. There are still men out there who probably feel like, no, a woman should not be a CEO. You understand?
Do you know what I think? I think don't give them a day. Don't give them a month.
And give them
what's rightfully theirs in the economy and in the world.
Yeah.
Fuck a day.
I know what you're saying.
It could be women's minute, women's hour, women's month, women's century. But they still...
Women's millennium.
You understand? It doesn't change anything.
No, for me, I believe it does change, guys. It does change.
Have you been on social media? With the whole GBV uproar,
there wouldn't be
that if there was change, Ghost Lady. You gotta admit to
that. No. That's what I'm saying. I'm not denying the fact that, but I'm just saying, it is necessary because it does encourage change. So I'm not saying, oh no, just because it's there. What are you saying, Len?
Just because it's there.
I'm seeing
yes.
your hand distracted me.
Carry on.
Mm-mm.
I'm giving you, you see,
mm-hmm.
I'm giving you more than a day. I'm giving you time to talk.
I need a whole episode.
Because, I mean, we can't be here and be like, because that will be very pretentious of us. Tomorrow we decide, yeah, now for the next month, Podcast in Chile is just going to be hosted by women. That's stupid. I think.
Mm-hmm. And the chillers are not here for that.
Because at the end of the day, me and him need to sit down and be like, actually, what are we contributing in helping change the narrative?
Mm.
Instead of saying, yeah, no, next week is a Podcast in Chill Women's Day.
Or Black Friday is only doing women.
Yeah. What change are we affecting?
So am I the token black person here?
Token the what?
Woman. The token woman.
No, the token woman.
Is that why you're a ghost?
No.
Not really.
No.
I just find it weird. Like
I
go back to saying, Nkare, the world is doing, Nkare, the world is trying to it's a basadi favor.
Mm. I get what you mean. And I don't think it's fair
and I don't think it's enough.
I'd like to believe I'm part of this podcast because my voice matters. It's like, it's I'm
and your
valued
house.
And it's
and
okay.
Your house and your
it matters.
And the land.
ghost lady's house matters. It's like with black people, why should we be pretty pleased about our position in the world?
Mm. And why is it black excellence? Why is it not excellence?
Because it's
and you know it fucking started from here, right?
Mm.
All the excellence in the world started from here.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh.
So it shouldn't be black excellence.
Mm.
It should be excellence.
Just that.
Yes.
Do you think it's a...
When a white person's doing well, we didn't say, oh, that's white excellence.
But it's...
So, like, okay, with Black Lives Matter, for those who don't understand the concept of Black Lives Matter, right? All lives have mattered for the longest time. Except for the black life.
Yeah.
Now, as black people, we're tired.
Yeah.
And we're like, yo, we've been oppressed for the longest time.
Yeah.
Can we please have our place in society? Can we matter as well?
It's almost like a begging movement.
Yes. So and on that same narrative, so... right, I feel like the women's month thing goes with that, which is true. Women have been,
no, of course,
marginalized
for the longest time,
mm.
and that's why I say, Jorge, I just feel like it's patriarchy saying, "Yeah, I feel important for that 1 month, and then after that, it's back to regular programming,"
which does nothing.
Mm.
I the very same guy who's gonna say, "I'm gonna change my lineup to be women only in March," he's the man. He's the CEO.
Who in September is back to regular.
And it goes back to what I was saying. Now you're going to see lineups. Well, if Groove was open, it was going to be females only lineups. Why is it not females only throughout the whole year?
But men must eat too.
But
the women.
The playing fields, like, just like with men and women, playing fields must be equal.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like, yeah, ish, but this one, yeah, because, like, at some point, maybe
Utoba pregnant.
No. Ken, the playing fields need to be equal.
Yes.
The same way that the playing fields need to be equal between black, Chinese, Indian, colored, everyone. Ne? And I think that's what we need to be striving towards. So that this very same narrative, that very noise that we make, we're saying black lives matter, woman's life, black and white, challenge accepted, and I'm nominated, Can we keep that same narrative throughout?
Same
energy. It mustn't be a thing of... Let it not be Christmas. Let it not be a birthday.
But how many times can we celebrate your birthday, though?
But you see, when you're born, you're only born once.
Yeah, no, but exactly, you were born once. Why do we have to still
celebrate your birthday? Oh, yeah, your birthday was yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, happy belated.
Happy.
Thank you. 35 is a lot of years.
You're 35 now.
Damn.
Oh, shame.
I know, I'm going up.
Do you feel any aches and pains?
How's your retirement fund?
You know? How's your pension?
It's coming along nicely.
Is it?
It's coming along nicely. Aches and pains, I just felt a bit weird when I played tennis over the weekend.
Is it? It's a sign.
It's not only
you don't only just alcohol, but it will be any activity, physical activity.
Yeah.
Now you officially can't even partake in a threesome, ne?
Hey!
I probably do four. I'm that active.
Threesomes matter.
Four in a year.
Four. Well, threesome day. I'll find a day for that.
Okay. Four aces.
Deuce.
Whoa.
What I'm saying is, like, let's just keep the same energy. All
right, cool. What's the next comment? Do you got a comment?
Happy.
Like Kika?
Oh, I thought Ghost Lady was going to read a comment.
Oh, read there.
I got a comment, actually, on WhatsApp.
I thought Ghost Lady was going to read a comment.
On
what?
I got a comment. Where was it?
Oh, I've got a comment from Sophania Seboya. He says, Ghost Lady never gets to finish her answers because Len and McGee just randomly go off on a tangent about a completely different topic.
Oh, it's do upsetting. We?
Apparently.
Ghost Lady Lives Matter. We're not going to do it for Women's Month.
Yeah.
Ghost Lady Lives Matter.
For the whole of August.
Yes. I just talk.
You will finish your points.
Yeah.
Do it. Come on, do we do that?
In September, it's back to regular programming.
Do we do that, Tavang? Do we always cut off?
Do you cut me off?
Yeah, here and there.
I feel like it cut off more than she actually does.
Yeah, I know. You talk too much. You're a talker, man.
You deserve it.
So, are we agreeing?
Fuck, I don't know we do that. Do we do that? Do we do that, ghost lady?
Yes, you do that.
You lie.
Then it just goes off into ten. I'm like, anyway, yeah.
You lie.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
It happens.
So, in August, we are not going to do that.
Okay, speak, ghost lady. What do you want to say?
I feel like you'll just start packing and leaving while I'm talking. Okay.
So, Max.
You start talking.
Oh, so this was it. Okay.
I don't want to say anything.
No, it's fine.
You've got a. She's got one now.
I just read one.
Yeah, you've got one.
Okay, yes. I've got another one.
We're not going to interrupt you.
Thank you. But I'm going to ask you to.
But if you're talking shit, we can't still.
Yeah, no, we keep quiet.
Okay.
And don't ask us. You're going to talk and finish.
How? So I can't ask a question?
No, you can ask, but you must finish everything that you're going to say.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, this is Photo MacG. Did you just butcher the South African national anthem? This is from Sphume Ndlovu, ne? And Sisi Gudla Mete. What would you... Please repeat. Did you go home and practice?
Can I talk?
Yes, you may.
Are we on now?
Are we on? What did I say?
What you said, Sisi Gudla Mete. Please, did you go home and practice?
I don't know what they say in that song. That's the thing.
Okay.
What? Yeah, what do they say there?
It's that Mkharimba song.
Yes. See, I don't want to say it because they're going to say I'm butchering it.
Okay, all right. Do you know what it means, that part?
Ah.
Okay, it means. We are eating our youth. Sidla ubusha betu.
Oh, sizi.
Sidla.
Sidla
ubusha.
Sidla ubusha betu.
Yebo.
Sidla ubusha betu.
I've
had it wrong in my head the whole time.
Sidla
ubusha. Sigi gugameshi.
Oh my. What do you mean? Sidla. Okay. We are eating our youth. We are young. You know?
Yes.
Okay.
So your whole childhood was a lie. Chief, you
so make sure you can't speak Zulu at all.
No. I'm terrible. I can hear it, but I can't respond.
But normally, vendor guys can speak Zulu very fast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What happened?
Where Mazibu?
I'm bad with Zulu, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not even coming.
Yo, serious?
I'm bad with
Zulu. Some chiller asked me, what vernacular do you actually know?
Who you?
Because I butcher my own language.
But your Tswana is not bad.
Tswana,
yeah, because you speak Tswana, yes. Yeah.
I can go to Tswana woman.
Yeah.
And you know the best way to learn a new language is during pillow talk.
Yeah, my husband is Swati, but I can't. I still can't.
Do you know there's no pillow
Swati
talk in my house anymore?
Because you don't have pillows.
Nilale sponging. Why is there no pillow talk?
I was about to say we're eating our youth, but I'm gonna butcher it. So
no, nilubushabed.
There we go.
Oh, so there's no
straight
pillow
to it.
Talk.
No, because apparently everything that happens in our relationship, I speak about it on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And she hates that.
Oh, so now you don't talk.
Yes. Because every time she says something, she's like, hey, I know you're going to say it on the podcast.
But what stage of your relationship are you in right now?
Very good stage.
Very good stage.
Oh, I'm so happy. I've never been happy in my life.
Wait, is that a stage?
No, yeah. No. There's stages. Like your relationship, like you'd understand that this is like...
Are you almost about to pop the question type stage?
She doesn't want, but yeah, I'm so happy right now.
Oh,
we've never been this. We've been together for about 6 years.
Okay.
We've never been this in love. Like, fuck, it's amazing.
He loves lives here.
Oh.
So, Chilas,
hashtag.
You've been asking about the weight gain.
And
there you go.
Yeah, McChubby.
Yeah. With a Coke, please.
McChubbylicious.
Oh yeah.
But it's actually very good that do you know, because there's a lot of people who are coming out with bruises, especially with this lockdown in the past couple of months and all the stresses of the world and shit. And it's very rare to find somebody like he just said now, like I'm in a very good place. I'm so happy because, like, people are just going through the most. Yeah. Like, you know,
people kill themselves down there. Like, we just found out, like, some. Oh,
I was telling somebody that I'm RIP'd out.
Oof. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, right now, our stage I'm in, I'm in the friends with benefits kind of stage now.
Hey, what are you saying?
Yeah.
What are you
saying? We're like friends with benefits. How nice is that?
Oh.
You married?
Yeah, we're married, yes.
Oh, you and your husband?
Yes.
Hey, but what are you thinking?
Like, that's what I'm shocked. I'm like,
who's the friend?
No, with my. You see, that's the thing when I'm like, which stage are you in? Like, yeah. You get into all those. Sometimes you're like, just. Like, you feel like you're good friends.
Like, my woman's literally a female version of me.
Mm.
Female version of me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Nice.
Insane.
When you go through that, and you, Len?
What about me?
Which stage are you in your relationship right now?
Stage two.
Threesome.
What stage two?
What stage two?
No,
what?
Man.
Mara, we can't be in stage three.
Huh? No, I mean, we're building a home. We're going to grow old together type thing.
Mm.
We are in a very good, in a very good stage. We are... Ngaring. Yeah, we
so it's like you're in stage two where the restrictions have all been there's no restrictions basically.
We are December.
Oh, we are December.
Well,
okay.
Last year.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't know what this year.
And you, Jabang, stage zero. You need to find someone first.
I mean, nope.
Alright, cool, man.
Relationships are hard though. Fucking hell.
What's hard about
what's
them?
The hardest what is the hardest hurdle you had to overcome in your relationship?
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, when my ex came to my birthday party.
Oh, you've told that story.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So having my girlfriend now who's soon going to be
your wife.
Upgraded.
Yeah.
Having her to, getting her to trust me again.
Because
once you lose trust, you're.
Yeah.
You have no choice.
Ish. The government can't supply you.
You know?
That's crazy, man.
Oh.
Love is beautiful, though, man.
Love is beautiful.
Yeah.
And we want all the chillers to be in love. Be in love, guys.
Oh, you've seen in the group, our chillers are in love.
Yeah, they're in love.
They're busy organizers. They're hooking each other up.
Yeah.
I think I saw in one of the live chats, I think one of the premiere videos, I can't remember which one, like daylight, but in front of
do you think there's another channel that has chillers like we do? Like our chillers are just amazing.
We are unprecedented.
Yeah.
I really, really love our chillers. And they're all good people, eh?
Yeah.
Love them to bits. Anyway.
I saw the chillers found a ghost lady.
Another one.
Shame, man.
I was like, oh, shame. You shared that with me. I was like, oh, shame. Poor girl. You'll be fine, you know?
Yeah. All right. This has been Uncut. Was I in Uncut today?
You're very present.
You are kind of.
You are not.
I don't know what these people want. No, I even fucking played a voice note, dog. I went through the... The admin of finding a voice note.
He played the voice note so that he couldn't say shit.
Yeah, so you can just keep quiet.
But it's okay.
It's okay. You're part of the lineup. Don't worry.
What do you want to say, like, you're closing, man?
Fuck. You know, there's a saying, make every day Mandela Day.
Yeah.
Like, every day must be fucking a day.
Girlfriend's day was the other day. Did you get your girlfriend anything?
She's got me. What else is
hey!
Got a whole Len.
When Len became a gift.
Hey, Len, you killing them, son?
Yes. Slow down on that speed, man.
With speed, bro.
Ghost lady, what do you want to say?
No, guys, just take care of yourselves. Love on each other and love on yourselves.
You know what's crazy? Like, I'm about to get emotional.
Aww.
When I was looking for a house, there's this one complex I went to.
Mm.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah?
So beautiful.
What's the name? Can you remember?
It's in Northgate somewhere. And we're like, how come there's so many... apartments available.
Oh.
And they were like, dude, since the lockdown, a lot of people
moved out. Yeah.
And it made me realize, fuck, yeah, we're doing the small podcast, we don't get money and shit and whatever, but
to still be able to do what we love in this time, dude, it's a blessing.
Exactly.
It's a it's crazy what's happening out there, bro.
Yeah.
You know what,
even I got like my salary cut in half.
Yeah.
But just deep down I was like, you know what? At least I still enjoy doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And it literally, as much as like, yes, there may be no money, but it was like there's something that I do love, but it's like it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, to find that.
For me,
guys,
it's even gone beyond money, bro. It's like escapism. It's like therapy.
Exactly. When you know that there's something that still gives you that courage to move on. Yeah, man.
The craziest thing about it is, like, firstly, you become grateful that you woke up alive. I've even I'm gonna get emotional like him too. I didn't know how to pray before.
Now you know, hey.
Because
pray for us, dude.
Yeah.
The last prayer before we end. Pray for us.
Yeah. Pray for us.
Aman, Zora.
No, please, just
Zora.
We need a
but
prayer.
It's it's like you're saying. Like the podcast is such therapy. Like, okay, cool. I'm grateful. I'm alive. And then it's like, okay, when are we doing this thing again? Because it's that 2-3 hours that we spend talking about everything. And it's as if the problems of the world don't exist during that time.
Yeah.
Because we are in that space.
Space, yeah.
And it's it goes down. And
it's gone beyond money, bro.
Yo.
Yeah.
But we're not saying we don't want the money.
Hey.
It'll be nice.
Hey. As we flash the banking details. Pa, 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 pa.
E-wallets, welcome.
Here's my number.
It's crazy, man. Like, yo, people are, yo.
Yeah, people are going through a lot, man.
Yo. Yeah, it's...
It just got dark.
Yeah. Hey, do people get mad when there's no visuals?
It just got dark.
Mm.
Eish, Tabang, why are you killing us? First it was last season, now there's
no
video.
Just guys, wipe off your tears. It's okay. Are we back? Yeah.
Are we back now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not back. Tabang Singh's not back. An overlay. It's fine. Anyway, in closing, we love you guys. Granger is not open to any other
country except Mzansi.
Yeah. And make sure you check us on Spotify, iTunes,
Google Podcasts.
Yes. And yeah, that's about it. We'll check you out again. Yeah. Next episode.
You think that's what they're going to call it?
Where?
I don't know. Eh? Yeah, just ask a question.
I'm going to get a grandature by the bed bridge.
Love you guys, man. This probably was deep, man.
Probably call it
this episode was Grandaju. Deep, man. This uncut shit needs to come to an end. We're getting deep here, man.
No, can't get... No, don't cut it. Don't cut it. Keep it.
All right. But we need to acknowledge, Agar.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I thought you stopped recording.
No, I'm still recording.
You're still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, what all?
We need a prayer, guys. No. Let's have a prayer. Let's do a prayer.
Who's going to pray?
Tabang, please pray for us.
Yo.
You're going to trust the 2000?
Let's go.
Right, yo, cool. What'd it do?
Yeah, we're going to close our eyes.
Let's go.
This must come from the... This is no... We're not doing this for the podcast. This is like deep shit.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, Tabang, is that your head? Like...
Tabang took off his cap, guys. Oh, my God. Best
Sabah, 2000. If you're the soccer player. If you're the soccer player, if you talk about chips, I'm 22, but I was in the slim, Allah.
And the Zulu came out.
Go to the boardroom. There's your office.
Oh, you gotta see this. Tabang, I've never seen you with that chair.
Basically, Tabang slays with his cap.
So you wear a wig, dog.
A toupee.
Caps by Tabang. No wonder you're always wearing a cap. It makes sense, but I don't blame you, boy.
No cap.
That forehead has a prayer of its own.
come back, Tabang. Come back.
No, don't leave, Tabang.
Also, Tandaz. Also, Tandaz. Oz.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
But are we going to get serious after this? It's fine. We'll pray some other time.
We need a prayer. All right, cool. Let's go, Tabang.
But what if I'm Muslim?
come on.
Ah, come on. Let's go.
I'm just asking.
Let's go.
Okay.
Modimo re leboga letsatsi lo re feeling lona. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day you've cherished us with. In your name, I pray that you guide us. I pray that you give us love. I pray that you make us better humans. I pray that you give us positivity. I pray that you give us all that we cherish in life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pray that you give me a hairline.
I knew it. I knew it. I genuinely knew it.
Oh, Tama, thank you for the prayer. Love you long time, Tama.
Love you long time. Caps by Tama.
And on that note, no matter how bad things may be,
laugh at yourself and
the light will shine.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
Yeah.
But just keep hope alive.
Mm. All right, we out here, man. Podcast and chill, boom.
Hey, Tamang.
That was dope. Thank you. No. But exactly, that was nice. I want you to
release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.